بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي محمد عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: 40 خصلة أعلاها منيحة العنز، ما من عامل يعمل بخصلة منها رجاء ثوابها وتصديق موعودها إلا أدخله الله بها الجنة. رواه البخاري. We are still doing the chapter with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding different ways of doing good deeds. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions there are 40 characteristics, traits, qualities. 40 khaslatan. There are 40 khasla. Khasla means a deed, a noble deed, some virtue. So there are 40 deeds. And the highest of this deed is manihatul anzi, giving a goat to some person who requires milk to lend him this goat. So he uses this goat for a couple of days and he milks this goat. So he derives benefit and he uses the milk, and then after some time he gives back the goat to the person. So he has a goat and he gives it to a person who is desperately in need of milk or food. So he lends him this goat, and this person uses the goat, he milks the goat, he uses the milk for several number of days, and then he returns the goat to the person. So this is a very great act of deed. In fact, this is regarded in this hadith from the 40. Now the 40 are not mentioned in this hadith. Ulama have then looked at other ahadith, and they have mentioned a few other good deeds, like those we have come across already, planting a tree, and from that some fruit grows, some animal will eat, some bird will eat, some person might take from there. So those are all excellent deeds a person does. In this particular hadith, A'laha, the greatest and the highest of these excellent deeds is giving a loan or giving a goat to a friend of yours or a person who is in need as a loan, and you let him milk that goat, and after milking that goat, he returns that goat to you. Rasulullah has mentioned, there is no person who does any of these 40 good deeds having hope in getting the reward and believing in the promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for doing these good deeds, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him into Jannah through this deed. So from this we can see, just a simple thing like giving a person, or lending, not giving the person the goat, you are lending him this goat so that he may derive some benefit. The man can survive, he can get some milk. So imagine the other good qualities that we have discussed, so many of them. All these things will make a person enter into Jannah. عن عدي بن حاتم رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. متفق عليه. Rasulullah has mentioned that save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even though it may mean that you have to give just part or half a deed in charity. You don't have any other means. You only have a date. In fact, this hadith is saying not even one full date. You have shiqqi tamratin, just a part of a date or half a date, and you give half a date in charity. This can actually be a means of you being saved from the fire of Jahannam, the day of Qiyamah. وفي رواية لهما عنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In another narration, Rasulullah says, ما منكم من أحد إلا سيكلمه ربه لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانِ. Every single person on the day of Qiyamah will speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all alone. There will be no interpreter between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا. Allah says that you will come to us all alone. Singly you will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will stand before Allah, not as a whole group, as a whole family, or with all your friends, you stand all alone before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be no translator between you, no interpreter, nobody to assist you. Then the hadith says, فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ. The person will look on his right hand side. فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ. He will see only those deeds that he sent forward. In other words, the good deeds he sent from the world, whatever good deeds he did. Now on the day of Qiyamah, he will see all those good deeds on his right hand side. وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ. Then he will look towards his left hand side. He will only see the bad deeds that he had done in this world, which he now sent forward to the hereafter. وَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. Now he will look in front of him. So on either side are deeds, either good and bad. And now he will look ahead of him, in front of him. فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارَ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِ. He will only see the blazing fire of Jahannam in front of him. Rasulullah then said, see, this fire is in front of you. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. Even though it may mean that you just give part a date in charity to a needy person, that half a date, that part of a date can actually save you from the fire of Jahannam. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. Rasulullah says, if you don't even find half a date to give in charity, you don't have any means whatsoever, you yourself, you're absolutely poor, Rasulullah says, you can still save yourself from fire of Jahannam. How? فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. By speaking a kind word to a person, a good word, a motivational word, you motivate the person, you're encouraging the person is depressed, and you lift up his spirits, you make him feel happy, you put a smile on his face, one small kind word you say, that can actually save you from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, قولٌ معروف, one good word a person says, وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا ذَا. So a kind words and forgiving others for the, and overlooking the faults, all these things are better than charity followed by injury. When a person gives charity and then you remind the person, I did this, I did that for you. Rather than all this, a person speaks a kind word and he lifts up the spirits of the person. So many a person is feeling all down, and all you did, you gave him some good kind word. It ulama mentioned that you make idkhal of surur in a person's heart, in a mu'min's heart. You bring happiness in his life. All these things will make a person enter Jannah. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.